So now we're at verse number one, and the left hand will take over the arpeggio duties so that the right hand can play the melody. And it's because of this left hand having to play the arpeggio so much in these next two verses that this gets an intermediate level rating as far as difficulty, because this is a lot to ask from a beginner's left hand. But if you've been playing 2 to 3 years, especially if you're an adult, this shouldn't be too difficult to play. So let's take a look at the first four measures of verse one. Here they are. So at measure one of verse one, the right hand will have F, G, A, and then A, G, F. And that's the F above middle C, starting with finger one. Now this first F starts from the left hand, plays the F below middle C with finger five. These sit together, sustain pedal up and down. Then right hand go up to the G, left hand go up to the A. Right hand go up to the A, right hand play middle C with finger two. Then left hand plays the E above middle C, back down to the C, and down to the A. So there's the F major 7 arpeggio again, but now the left hand is playing it. Then for the second half of measure 1, left hand starts off with the F again, up to the A, up to the C. This time when it gets to the E, right hand play your A again under your third finger. Then when the left hand goes to middle C, right hand step down to the G. And then when the right hand goes to the F, left hand play your A. Now measure two is where we go to the A minor chord. Right hand is going to go back up to the A with finger three. Left hand is going to play the E below middle C with finger five. Sit together, sustain pedal up and down. Next, left hand play the A right below middle C with finger three. C above that with finger two. Up to the E, down to the C, back down to the A. Then we start over again, back to the E, back up to the A, up to the C. But this time when you play the E, the right hand is going to move our melody up. So we're going to play the A again above middle C, but this time with finger two. This is hitting with the left hand's E above middle C. And then when the left hand comes back to the C, right hand step up to the B flat with finger three. And then when the left hand goes back down to the A, right hand step up to C with finger four. So that should put the right hand on the C above middle C. And that's measures one and two. Let's take a look at three and four by themselves.